Welcome to The Point. I'm Mindy Todd. We've entered the winter holiday season, and you might be scanning the calendar listings to find the dates of your favorite holiday events. One holiday music tradition is celebrating its 15th year, the Christmas Cavalcade Benefit for the Homeless. It not only raises funds for the Housing Assistance Corporation, it gives some of the Bay State's best musicians a chance to get together and do seasonal songs that either aren't in their repertoire at all or only appear for a few weeks annually. Joining us to talk about the Christmas Cavalcade on the phone is HAC's Chief Development Officer, Ann Van Fleck. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Mindy. How are you?
Great. And also with us is musician Fred Boak, who is with the Chandler Travis Trio and Philharmonic. Welcome back, Fred.
Hey, thanks, Mindy.
All right. So, do anyone recall how, Fred, maybe you remember how the Christmas Cavalcade came to be 15 years ago and why call it a cavalcade, which is defined as a formal procession? Is that Chandler's sense of humor there?
I think that's a Chandlerism. I think I missed the first one. I got involved officially the second annual, but I think there was a gap maybe between the first and second. But we started off at the Barley Neck Inn in Orleans and had a couple of years there and then to the jailhouse. And I don't know how, I think how that the cavalcade is just a Chandlerism.
Yeah. And so I'm sure musicians are approached all the time to do benefit concerts. So what makes this one so important to the people who come to play each year? Because this is a really good lineup of people.
It's a great lineup. I think it's a chance to see each other, for one thing. I mean, the summer goes by and everybody's so busy that we don't get a chance to see each other perform. And it's sort of become a social event for the musicians and a lot of the attendees.
Mm-hmm. And how do you decide the lineup for each year? Do they come to you or do you approach them or both?
I threw out an email to a large list of people, and there were a few people I wanted and I sort of pursued, made sure that they knew that I had asked. And others, if they don't get back to me, I figure they're busy or they can't do it. So it's at this point, if anybody comes to me, I'll probably try and add them on, but it's going to be a little tricky. It's a long lineup right now.
So, Ann, what are your thoughts about this Christmas Cavalcade? I know you're new in your position at HAC, relatively new. Have you attended any of them?
I have, Mindy. I actually had the pleasure of going last year. I live on the Lower Cape, so when I knew it was at Ocean Edge, and I knew I couldn't miss it. Plus, I wanted to experience this event that has such a reputation. And I'll tell you, it lived up to it. I walked in. There's a palpable energy in the room. And it is, as Fred is saying, it's this community that's together that you're really witnessing this event. I mean, this excitement, this love of music, this love of giving back. It's an incredible event. And I was thrilled to be able to be there last year and just, like I said, witness it. And I'm looking forward to going again this year. It's a really incredible event. And as an agency, we are incredibly grateful that they choose us as their beneficiary. I mean, all of these people who are giving to each other the gift of their music, but really giving back to the work of Housing Assistance Corps.
Yeah. As we mentioned, Chandler Travis started this cavalcade tradition. So we'll start with the Chandler Travis Trio performing Christmas Day. Fred, anything you want to say about the trio or this piece before we hear it?
It's a lovely piece. It's one of Chandler's sweeter songs, I think. Sweeter Christmas songs. He can be a little, I don't know how to put it.
Cheeky?
Yeah, let's say cheeky. That's a good word for it. And this is a sweeter song, and I thought it would be a nice one to start with.
Hang your stockings by the chimney with care, 'cause you know the fat man will soon be there. He'll treat you right, man. He'll treat you square on Christmas. I'm thinking eggnog, mistletoe, and we're overdue for some ho ho ho. The sleigh is ready, all we need is snow on Christmas, Christmas Day. so hard to wait patiently when you know what's coming. Guess it's probably what the whiskey's for. And this guitar I'm strumming, once the children open up their toys, it's time for all the older girls and boys to share some peace after all that noise on Christmas, Christmas Day.
And Housing Assistance Corporation addresses the issues of homelessness from numerous fronts. So tell us a little bit about some of the key programs that you offer.
We have a lot of, we have so many programs, Mindy. And when I started about a year and a half ago, it was really daunting to try to understand. You know, there are 30 or so programs. We do so much in the community. So we really broke it down into these three areas. One is prevention. We really prevent homelessness, and we do that through the homeless outreach. We do that through our four family shelters that we have on the Cape, and then homeless prevention for a lot of our clients who walk in the door after unexpected crises. We also have our stabilization programs, where we're really trying to stabilize families. So once we get them out of those dire situations, how can we stabilize them? So we have a family self-sufficiency program. We have weatherization programs where we can go in and help people decrease their costs. And then we have housing development, really trying to add to the inventory. And then our last area of programming is around empowerment. How can we help people live the lives that they want to live here on the Cape? They have stable jobs. Hopefully they have stable housing. So we have the consumer education workshops. We have the Housing Institute, and we also have the advocacy work that we're doing. Mm. So we touch over 5,000 people, mostly families, lots of elderly a year, with all of these programs, and really try to help across the continuum of housing.
And HAC tries to have fun with their fundraisers. So in addition to the cavalcade, you also have the telethon coming up. How important are these events to the mission of the organization?
They're incredibly important, Mindy. And, you know, we do receive a lot of state and federal funding, which is critical to a lot of the state programs that we have, such as the housing vouchers, some of the contracts we have at the shelters. But there is sort of that gap, that funding gap between the monies that are coming in under contract and very restricted in what we can do in terms of programming and how much we can really help people. So that gap is where we need the private donations, the foundations, the individuals who really donate and contribute. So the fundraisers are essential. And gosh, the cavalcade has been tremendous. We raised, I believe, and Fred, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was over $10,000 last year. So it's really significant.
Mm, I think that's close, yeah.
And we have fun. You're right. Mindy, you've always been an incredible part of the success. So we thank you for all that.
So we've got a cut from last year's performance. This is Merry Christmas Overture by Broadway Central. Fred, what do you want to tell us about this?
Well, that's my title for it. Apologies to Rossini. It was fabulous. It's Frank Peransky on guitar and, Larry Chaplin on violin and Tom Penderfrost, I think is his name, is singing this. And it was a total surprise last year, and it just brought the house down, so...
Christmas, Christmas time, Merry Christmas, Christmas time, Merry Christmas, Christmas time, Merry Christmas time, Merry Christmas. Christmas, Christmas, la la la, Christmas, Christmas, la la la, Christmas, Christmas, ha ha ha, yeah, la la la, oh.
Toe tappers in this lineup.
It gets a little silly sometimes.
That's silly can be fun.
Yeah, silly is fun.
And a new report from Hack highlights how homelessness and the lack of affordable housing has an impact on the overall economic health of our region. What were some of the highlights of that report?
Well, Mindy, it really talked about the housing crisis is affecting everyone. This is not just people who our neighbors and friends who are struggling. This is a problem that's affecting people who have jobs, have what they considered to be stable housing, and because of what's happening in the market and people coming in and second homeowners really coming in and scooping up a lot of these available homes, we are putting the low-income people really in a situation where there's just a lack of housing. So the people who have the jobs are taking up all the housing, and there isn't available housing for lower people. So, you know, it's a situation that's gotten worse, and it's continuing to get worse. And, you know, in terms of jobs and people not being able to go all the way out to the lower Cape, for instance, because a huge percentage of people are commuting from off Cape. So there's a lot in the housing report that's really valuable, and again, it's bringing to the forefront this conversation that people need to all take part in the solution and seeing how we can try to reverse some of these trends.
We are talking about the 15th year, the annual Christmas Cavalcade benefit for the homeless. We'll talk more after a quick break. You're listening to The Point. We are talking about the annual Christmas Cavalcade benefit for the homeless at Benefits of Housing Assistance Corporation. With us is HAC's Chief Development Officer, Ann Van Fleck, and musician Fred Boak, who's with the Chandler Travis Trio and Philharmonic. Fred, we've heard the term struggling artist or struggling musician. Have you encountered folks in the music scene that have had trouble finding affordable housing, as Ann was talking about?
Sure. I think a lot of
struggling musicians. I mean, it's like that yeah. Shuffle you do each season, right? Where you move from place to place.
Yeah, doesn't seem quite so much in the circle I'm with. There are a lot of people who are doing it maybe as a Some are full-time musicians, but a lot of them have teaching jobs or whatnot. But yeah, it definitely is constantly in the back of your head. You know, it's your regular day job gig away from being homeless. You
right.
know,
paycheck to paycheck
yeah,
for a lot of
us.
Yeah. And so is there a seasonality to the work for musicians? Is it busier in the summer than?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so some of them are maybe not working as much through the winter months.
It's the winter months can get really slow.
Yeah. All right. So let's hear another cut from last year's performance. This one is really silly. This is the Chipmunk song. So Fred, tell us about this.
Well, this is Clara Bossa Nova, a Brazilian group, and so we're going to hear, I think, a little bit in Portuguese, and I think it kind of speaks for itself. It's another silliness.
Let's do it now.
Okay, Susan?
Okay.
Okay, Kami?
Okay.
If it's Christmas time, it's here. Time for toys and time for cheer. We can live as we can live. Merry Christmas, hurry.
Shifting gears back to the housing issue, and we have a shortage of middle-income and affordable housing stock, and we're finding that many people are having to live over the bridge, and that's not really viable for a long-term solution, is it?
No, it's really not, and for a couple of reasons. It takes away from the community, the vibrancy of the community, the energy that anyone wants to have in a place where they're trying to live and work and be a part of their neighbors and the friends around them. I know so many people, including myself, who, as you stroll down your streets in the evenings or any time that isn't the summer, it's all the dark, empty houses. Mm-hmm. So for those people who are commuting, it just takes away from the vibrancy of the Cape Cod culture and the community that we want to have here to retain people to live and work on the Cape. Yeah. It also makes it difficult. There's only so far people are going to drive from off Cape to a $15 an hour job, right? An hourly rate of of whatever they're getting, they're not going to drive beyond. So it's really the lower and outer cape that are going to start to feel the crunch if people, you know, home health aides, for instance, or people who are not going to be able to go all that way. If we don't have places for people to live, we're not going to be able to have people to fill the job. Mm.
Housing stocks on the Cape, primarily single family homes. And as we look to add more housing stock to the market, what kinds of housing would best meet the needs of our region?
Well, we really need high density units. We need to be able to make some amends and make some changes into our zoning and planning bylaws that allow for higher density, because the sprawl and the amount of land by the zoning laws right now are not compatible with allowing for more places for people to live. So that's where the tie-in with the advocacy efforts and getting people, our Housing Institute, of educating those municipal and town officials who are in those positions on those boards and committees at the town level making these decisions. We're really trying to educate those people so that they're understanding the implications of not building, and we really have to try to turn some of the NIMBYism into what we're calling YIMBYism, yes, in my backyard. So there's a lot to do, and I don't think we're going to make a lot of progress in adding inventory if we can't get people to show up to town meetings and to some of the planning boards and the zoning boards and to be able to voice the reasons why we need additional housing.
Right. Let's hear some more music. This one is from last year's Christmas Cavalcade titled Santa Rolling Stone by the Catbirds. Fred, tell us about the Catbirds.
The Catbirds are it's a Chandler Travis band, but it's also the lead singer on this one is Steve Woo Woo Wood, who also plays with the Greenheads. And this song, I think he debuted this years and years ago with the Greenheads, and he does it almost every year. It's his version of Daddy Rolling Stone.
Girls, you haven't had lovin', yeah. Girls, you haven't had fun. Maybe you ain't seen nothing till till Santa alone. Who's your daddy? Sugar daddy, yeah. Who's your daddy? It's Santa.
such a variety of genres of music in this thing, isn't there?
Yeah, we have, that's the rock and roll side of things. Towards the end of the evening, we clear some of the seats out from in front of the stage, and people dance up a storm. And but we have poetry or spoken word performances. We have a juggler this year, Trevor the Juggler, who's wonderful. Christine Ernst does a spoken word piece, and it's always a highlight for me. It's emotional and funny, and
she's great.
It's incredible. We have bluegrass, we have blues, we have folk, we have pop music of all sorts. So,
it's a family event. In fact, musicians have brought their children and had them come up on stage and perform with them. Right?
They have.
So, yeah.
Sarah Swain brought her kids up. Lou McMurray's kids came up. A bunch of. And this year we have some saxophone students of Burke McKelvey's who are going to do a. Burke's calling it Santa Sax in Training. And they're going to do some Christmas carols early on. And
it's a great way to start a conversation, too, about homelessness and then show how helping can be fun at the same time. So housing would be a very good fit. The next song is by the Spampinato Brothers titled The Very Best Gift of All.
Right? Yeah, I love the Spampinato Brothers. Joey and Johnny. And this is off their, they put out an EP a few years ago called Smile. And this was a lovely track on it. I think it's a Joey song, but I was listening to it again today and I can't tell if it's Johnny singing or not. Their voices are so similar.
All right, we're going to take that into a break.
Some don't believe in Santa Claus, but how can they really know? They're just saying that it isn't true, so in essence, they haven't proved it isn't so. Shall I open up my presents? It's much the wonder how the dear old man prepares to meet the holiday. He's got a magic sack and a faithful reindeer. They watch him as he packs his sleigh. Just watch him as he flies away. My case upon. I ran downstairs and checked the countertop. All the milk and all the cookies were gone. Can I open up my present?
Listening to The Point, we are talking about the 15th annual Christmas Cavalcade to benefit the homeless. This benefits the Housing Assistance Corporation, and with us is HAC's Chief Development Officer Ann Van Fleck and musician Fred Boak, who's with the Chandler Travis Trio and Philharmonic. And there's a segment of the population that is chronically homeless. Often there are concurrent issues, including behavioral health disorders or addiction. Are we seeing any changes in the numbers of chronically homeless in the region?
I don't know the answer to that, Mindy. I think that the numbers remain pretty steady. I do know that we see more and more people, of course, come through our doors as the weather shifts, as seasonal employment goes away. As heating systems break down, I do know that we see absolutely an increase in people who are walking through our doors. And, you know, this is a tough time of year for people who are dealing with homelessness. I also know that for some people think of homelessness as people who are sleeping on the streets or living in the woods. And a lot of these people are technically homeless because they don't have a permanent residence and they're going from couch to couch to shelter back to somebody's couch. You know, they don't have a home. They aren't necessarily living on the streets, but they are considered homeless. And I know that that's a population that we do see a lot of and unfortunately is remaining pretty consistent.
Yeah. So if I'm remembering correctly, I think some of those, a lot of younger people in their early 20s, you know, teens to early 20s are fit that category. And those numbers are tough to come by because they aren't always counted.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So HAC also offers supports and services to help people stay in their homes, whether they're rentals or they own their own home. So if someone's having trouble paying rent or their mortgage, what are some of the options for them? Because we should say it's actually cheaper to keep them in their home than to let them become homeless and deal with the problem then.
Right, absolutely. So for people with an unexpected crisis, right, so there's a car repair that's needed or a loss of a job or something, a health crisis happens in the family and they can't meet bills, they're facing eviction, they can come in through our doors and we will help them be able to stay in their homes and to be able to stay housed. And we aren't handing these people money, we're paying the landlords, or we're paying a repair cost to that business. So we're really trying to help them get out of a dire situation and help them stay. And once they can get over that crisis and over that hump, they can stabilize because they have income and they have a job. So, but it's a situation that is dire when they are facing eviction and have nowhere else to turn. So that's a situation where we would be able to help somebody stay out of a homeless situation.
Yeah. Let's get back to some music, Fred. We've got Toast and Jam performing Wiseman. What can you tell us about Toast and Jam?
Toast and Jam is Julie Sharland and Tim Dickey, and they're just wonderful. It's a sort of a very sweet song.
Shining like a fire burning bright. Inside
So, Fred, getting all these folks, the list is so long and all the people who are playing. And this event starts at 7. I mean, do you go all night? I mean, is everybody just playing like one song? Is that what's happening?
Most of them are singing two or three.
Two,
I hope.
Because you certainly couldn't have a whole set.
No. Yeah. They're fairly short songs, and it's a progression. That's sort of the cavalcade aspect. It's one after another after yeah. another after another. And we occasionally people will get up and do guest vocal songs with maybe the Philharmonic backing them up or somebody else backing up.
Because you don't know who's going to show up, right? So somebody surprising might get up on stage.
Yeah, every once in a while somebody will show up.
Okay. All right, and back to the Housing Assistance Corporation. There are some lottery programs offered through HAC, real estate and home ownership. Who's eligible for those programs?
Well, these people would need to be income eligible. So it really depends, Mindy. It's a complicated answer depending on the specific home that's up for sale or for rent, and if it's deed restricted or not, and what the implications are in that transaction. Mm-hmm. So, but we do have offerings. We do have on our website where people can go and look and see what the offerings are, and the lottery process. It will walk them through mm-hmm. how to apply. But that is definitely a big part of the work that we do. We have a full-time realtor here on our staff who that's what she does is Gail Kelleher is her name, and she works with people buying and selling yeah. homes and does not take the commission goes back into the work of the agency, so mm-hmm. It's a real gift to have her, and she does really great work.
Now you mentioned HAC is involved in a number of shelters around the region. There was a time when it was sometimes difficult to get folks into shelters, and sometimes the only openings were off Cape. Is that still the case, or are we able to accommodate everybody who needs help?
Unfortunately, Mindy, we do have a limited number of beds, and if the beds are full, then we can't accommodate people. So it is a situation. I do know that in most, our four shelters are full at this time. I don't know. You know, sometimes changes can happen quickly, but as soon as an opening, as soon as there's an open bed or a room, I know that they get filled very quickly. So it is a tough situation, but right, yeah. They're typically full, and if there is an opening, they do fill up quickly.
Yeah. Now, HAC uses volunteers, right? So what are some ways that if folks wanted to be able to help out, what would they be able to do?
We love our volunteers, and we are so dependent on our volunteers. So as you know, we have a big fix every year. This year, in October of 2019, it's going to be in Barnstable. So we'll be looking for volunteers to come and help out on the day of the event. So it's a fundraiser that culminates in a one-day community service event where people are helping the residents of Barnstable who are low-income seniors, disabled, and veterans, so they can come out and swing their hammers or rake some leaves. And we also have our telethon coming up. We're always looking for people to sit on the phones, and we ask that they, you know, bring their list of friends and family and peers and reach out and help us raise, again, some much-needed funds. So we love people to come and work the phones on the telethon, and I think it's fun. I know I was on the phones for many years before I worked here, and it really is a great way to engage and to get people to give back mm-hmm. this time of year. And then we're always looking for help if people want to come and help out at the shelters or come and help out at the office with folding our HAC beats or our flyers or sending out mailings. We could always use an extra hand. So we do love our volunteers, and we really are dependent on them.
All right. So I'm going to run down this list really quickly so people know. Suede, Zoe Lewis, Tripping Lily, Tiana Esperanza, Clada Bossa Nova. Did I say that right?
Clada Bossa Nova.
Fred Freed, Broadway Central, Christine Ernst, the Spampanato Brothers, the Greenheads, Toast and Jam, Trevor the Juggler, the Catbirds, Kathleen Healy, Katie Flynn, Stephen Russell, Sensible Shoes, Burt Jackson's Wicked Trio, Cumberland, Mary J. Martin, and Santa's Sax in Training. And there could be some more added to that list.
You never know.
So the 15th annual Christmas Cavalcade to benefit the homeless is Sunday, December 16th. Starts at 7 p.m. at the Ocean Edge Resort in Brewster. We'll have a link with more information at our website, capeandislands.org. We're going to go out on the Christmas song, which features Suede, Fred Frieding, and Kami Lyle, a musician, Fred Boak, and Hax and Van Fleck. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
You want to say anything about this before we play it?
Well, it's Suede is amazing. Have you ever seen her?
I have.
Oh, she's... Yeah. I'm in love with her. And we have a little mutual admiration society. So I was really happy that she joined us a couple years ago and has agreed to come back this year.
Anne, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. And Fred, thank you so much to you and your musicians.
Oh, thank you, Anne.
Such an amazing evening to celebrate music and giving back and to helping our agency.
I'm Indy Todd. Thanks for listening.
Here we go. Anything could happen, people. It's jazz. We all just met for the first time. We picked a key, so hopefully we'll sort of be together. Eskimos, everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. Many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Let's do another one, because that was fancy. Merry Christmas to the Jews.
I think it's only right, people. It's only right. They wrote the song. We should say Merry Christmas to the Jews. They wrote it. Fred Freed. Kami Lyle. Ho, ho, ho!